Chapter 1. Clark Kolstrom sees the opera house from the top of the slide. In his eyes it is a castle, and he is a wizard riding a dragon. "Come on, raise 'em," Freddy shouts. "Give me a second." "Raise 'em now, you got a yellow streak running down your back a mile wide." Clark raises his hands, the ultimate sign of a 10-year-old's bravery. His heels grope for the sides and scoot him carefully toward the drop. Each second is a lifetime. When he finds the slope, he drops in a rush that hooks the pit of his stomach and threatens to fling him into the sky. Courage abandons him, and he grabs for safety. He's going too fast to find it. The thrill leaps like an animal into his throat. He knows the secret all children know. Only on a well-waxed slide are you truly alive. He prays as he jets off the end for this last second of dazzling exhilaration to last forever. He dreams of soaring with eagles. Growing old, Clark now realized, was like that slide. When he was 10, he'd had to dig his heels into life to get moving. When he was 50, courage had abandoned him and he had grabbed for a safety heap and dropping too fast to find. Now he had reached the end. Now the adrenaline was pumping and the eagles were soaring and he was praying blindly with every ounce of life still in him for this last second of dazzling exhilaration to last forever. At 70, Clark had traveled to Indiana to visit his brother at the old family farm. The opera house had burned down and the slide rusted to dust. None of the faces had been the same, none of the names he remembered. Freddie had died 2 years before. Of old age, they had told Clark at the hardware store. It had been his time. Clark was 72. 2 years had slipped by in the space of a heartbeat. He was riding the back of the dragon.